200 strings.
I forgot.
I know. I'm going to try to bring it. I'm bringing in keys.
Not solo,
yeah.
Well, what is it? That's so funny.
Now there's room for a few more.
I know. We should count a few more.
That's okay. We're in a special period of the year. First of all, Kamavan, we have to say Shakoyach, the Bepchiks again, for making their home available to be able to see us nefesh. Who knows what's coming in with us? And it's Hashem, Shakoyach, should be a Shemira for that. For your family, for all the families over here, everyone getting together, to be mitzvazik, have only good and ruchnias and kashmias for the entire family. Yeah. So we're in the period now called Bein Geula Le Geula. In between the Geula of Purim, which happened in Purim many years ago, and the Geula of Mitzrayim, which is Pesach. It's a 1 month period which Chazal described as being Geula LeGeula, which seems to mean that we should have a feeling that we're in a period that we are connecting these ideas of redemption of Klal Yisrael. Kamuvan, we're also in a very historic era right now. And it's a very important thing when we are in historic eras to realize that. Because it's a very pitiful thing that when the era is over, however it's going to end, we have no idea how it's going to end. Mamash, no way, and we don't know when it's going to end. But it will end, one way or the other. And when it's going to end, to have gone through it and not to take advantage of it would be a very pitiful thing for whoever did that. Because we were presented with an opportunity and we just observed it. I was saying the Dugmer. We had the first Geula. We went through a few days ago, the Geula of Purim. We redeemed from Purim. How were we redeemed? So first Hashem, for good reasons, let Haman get into power and make a decree to kill all the Jews. Chazal tell us it wasn't because Haman was powerful. We put him into power. We forgot about how close we really should be to Hashem, even though we had good reason to make the mistake. We can't blame us too much, because we're talking about Churban Beis Hamikdash, the 70 years that Beis Hamikdash should have been built, was not built, as we mentioned. So there was room for despair, room to give up hope, room to think that we need Ahasuerus and Haman, and Hashem will wait for us. That was a mistake, and because of that, Hashem came up with this Mahalach, this way of arousing us by bringing Haman into power. And not only Haman into power, but Haman to make a decree to kill us all. Now can you imagine what could have happened there? We found out that Haman made this terrible decree to kill all the Jewish people. And everybody says, wow, you know, it says in the Torah that a Moloch wants to kill Klal Yisrael. This is the proof to what's written to the Torah. A Moloch wants to kill Klal Yisrael. Then another group of people taking out gematria, that Haman is gematria, this and that, and Mashiach, and all kind of things. Oh, Mashiach must be coming. And another thing is, oh, the Jews are so influential in the Persian economy, kind of, this is something to hit the Persian economy. All kind of interesting insights that Jews could have had, and let things go, and at the end of the year, unfortunately, it would have been a very sad ending. There would be nothing left of us. In other words, when something happens that really should shake us up, and it just causes us to observe all kind of exciting and interesting things and all kind of proofs for this and that, we miss the point, and it can be very dangerous for us. When Hashem does something, and what's happening now is something, you know, Baruch Hashem, we see there is a special Shemira over Klal Yisrael with all the tzaras that are happening, but even so, this is something that doesn't happen every day, it doesn't happen every year, it doesn't happen every 10 years. There's something very unusual that the whole world is totally in disarray. whether it be the pachad of the machla, which is a good reason to be afraid. Is that, you know, pidei chatev, there's no reason not to be afraid. Something's spreading. We don't have a cure for such a machla. The effect it's having on the world economy. Somebody told me that he saw an article years ago that was you know, like making fun of people running after money just as a goal in itself. You know, what do you need money as a goal in itself? You need money for things. So in the course of this conversation, he said, can you imagine any normal society that people would just run after toilet paper just because it has some good use? Yeah, and look, that's what happens. It's not only in Yesh, Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph. By the way, I heard in Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel they have more than they have here. That's what? They got back already over here. Okay, but it's an international thing. Mamish, every 127 medinas all over the country have this problem. So, like I'm saying, there is something that causes fear, and it is a real thing. It is something that should shake us up, both in the physical side, the economic side, you know, just everything. You know, the school's closing down. It's kids. I personally think it's more dangerous to have them at home than to have them in school. But I'm not the health minister, so. But the Maisa, that's what we're in. So once again, we could say, okay, we see Hashem is shaking up the world and He's giving a message to the world, and we have all these proofs of all kind of chazalim and the gematrias and everything else. But if that's all we do, we miss the point, because when Hashem does it, He doesn't do it for us to bring Him proofs. He doesn't need our proofs. He's doing it because He wants to shake us up in a nice way. He wants to bring us back. Everybody on our madrega, Baruch Hashem, are wonderful people. We love the Hashem. There's always room for extra improvement, extra feeling of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's such a beautiful thing that we can improve in our lives. The idea of, we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, in the Baruch of Ala Tzadikim, it's a very hard Baruch because it's really deep into the Shemoneh Esrei, way past our Kavanah span. But we could look at it once in a while. It says, the saints of HaTov, Hashem should give a good reward. It's a beautiful tefillah. Hashem should give reward to all those who have bitachon be'emes. And simcha keni imam, He should put us in those type. We should be one of those type of people. And this is a very powerful thing. There's everybody's b'tech b'Hashem. Any Orthodox Jews, if you happen, do you believe Hashem runs the world? Check. Do you know that he wants only good to happen to you? Check. Are you nervous? I'm going out of my mind. When somebody says something nice to you, you get all upset and flustered. Yeah. Are you frustrated about this, that, and the other thing? Yeah. So basically what you're saying is that you have knowledge in your mind that Hashem is running the world, and we're Hashem's chosen nation, and Hashem would only do something good for us no matter what. That's something in our mind, but we're not living with it, because that's the way it goes. I'll tell you the truth. What is the hardest thing for modern man is that we're modern man. What does modern man mean? Someone told me a very good definition of modern man. The old-fashioned man was a man who knew he was not controlling the world. He had no thought, no reason to think he was controlling the world. When there was a machla going around, whatever it was, the machlas, the things that today is stress. We go to the pharmacist in Eretz Yisrael. You have pneumonia, it's like the common cold. Yeah, you take this, Zina, the other one, everything, new thing coming up, and everything's all right. You know, people don't even think twice about getting it. But not so long ago, 100, 150 years ago, these machlas, it started breaking out. There's no, you just have to dam to Hashem, you survive it, because there's no way out. The person had to plant his crops. You had to pray for rain. You had to pray that the bugs wouldn't eat it up. There's so many things that were totally out of our control. Milchom is going on. Nothing was under our control. So basically, we realized that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a day-to-day level. I need Hashem to make sure I make it through the day. Who knows how I'm going to survive today? There were periods in time that life expectancy of people was in the 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 40-year-old. The modern man was fooled by science and technology, which is the matana that Hashem gave us. When you say, Boyre Refuas, Hashem creates Refuas, it means reveals to us Refuas. A lot of the refuas were discovered not in the fashion that was planned out. It was Kalachayan. They're looking for one thing, and suddenly they found something else. X-rays and all kind of most important things in medicines were not planned out. Hashem revealed it to humanity to make things easier for us. But Be'etzim, humanity has misused it and using it as a way of saying, you know what? I am in control. I am in control. Someone gets sick, I always have a medicine. I plant my crops, there's not enough rain, we'll find some other way to get the water there. All kind of other things to kill the bugs. Every direction you go, we seem to be in control, and everything seems to be under our control. And therefore, when we have a situation where it's not under our control, we go out of control. We go crazy. We don't know how to handle it. What's going to be? I'm not under control. If we'd always live our lives the other way around, I'm never under control. I'm in Hashem's loving, caring hand. Hashem is sustaining me every day of my life, whether I deserve it or not. We're not the tzaddik and gaburim. One avera should be enough not to survive. But Hashem keeps us going time and again, no matter what we do, no matter what any person who's alive does, because Hashem really cares about us. Like Hashem believes in us. If you keep somebody alive, it's because he believes that person has a potential for tshuva, no matter how far away he is. So we have this closeness to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's watching over us, sustaining us. And we're basically, these are things we're saying every day. So this is the time for us to renew, refresh that type of relation with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if we do it, I'm telling you, life becomes so much more beautiful, more simple, more pleasant. Forget about this business. And yes, Hashem, like I was saying, the kind of time will come, we'll get past this. Mashiach comes, will be rather good. And if we're not yet there for Mashiach, we need a few more birth pangs of Mashiach afterwards. Say this, so we go back to the regular type of life, but we can come out changed people that with that peace of mind, which the truth of the Torah Hashem is something that affects not just my mind, it affects my heart, it affects my emotions, the way I go through things in life. I could take things, even though it doesn't go my way, but I could say, you know, things are always under control. I'm always with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't have to get upset about things. I don't have to be afraid of things. I do have to do the Shabbos and the Chanami. You have to do the Shabbos always. But that emotional feeling of fear and pain, frustration, does not have to be there. That could all be out if we take this time. And that's what Hashem wants from us. And if we have this for ourselves and for our families, for our children, to mechazik them at this time, to realize these things, that in itself will be the thing that will take away the gzeira. Because we know, like we said, just in time of the Geula of Purim, there was a physical cause and there's a spiritual cause. And to get rid of it, it's not enough, the physical cause. You can buy as much sanitizer for your hands, it's not going to solve the problem. What will solve the problem is, if, like you said, we take advantage of the situation and each one make a more real Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we do it? I can give a few examples, but I'm sure everybody can make your own examples in your own life. One example is, it says, in the time of Dovid HaMelech, there was a plague that killed 100 people a day. You should never come to that level. And to get out of that, he was in a sack in a constant called Meir Brochus, 100 brochus a day. What's a day of 100 brochus a day? 100 times a day, we come into contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In our physical lives, we don't just do it. A guy, he eats, goes to the bathroom, walks, talks. It's just part of life. It has no effect on him. It doesn't change him. But yes, Chazal, with the Meir Brochus, really wanted us that every time we do these things, it's arousing to us. This is from Hashem. I go to the bathroom. That's one of the Meir Brochus. We had it multiple times a day. I remind myself the fact my body is working is a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have free time, you want to take out a physiology book and see all the feeling play that's going on in there, like a Shabbat. But you don't have to do that. In fact, that we're able to eat, and that piece of food, which is just, like we're saying, food. You can imagine putting food into your car, what's going to happen to it? It'll kill the car. And our bodies also need energy. But for, we don't need to put in gasoline. Food that tastes good. But we have this whole complicated system in our body that what a body needs goes into the body, what it doesn't need gets filtered out of the body. Very, 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 very complicated, complex things that have millions of different parts happening at the right time, the right place. When we eat, we do a mitzvah, we get up in the morning, reminding ourselves, I could see. not to assume I could get out of bed, so I could kafuf, I could stand up. All the other, all the beautiful brachas we have, that's the idea. So to have proper kavanah, all 100 of them, maybe it's too much to take on. Maybe if we take on, maybe like one after the other a day, or one other bracha talks to us, to feel more that this beautiful hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over me. There's so many people. When you go to a hospital, you see everything in the body can go wrong. Every ava we have, so easily. The lungs don't have to work exactly the way. The heart doesn't have to work exactly the way. The liver, the pancreas, the brain, the muscles, nerves. There's so many people that any one of these things is a drop off. Rahman al-Islam. And we have everything working perfectly. Like I said, we have futi, times of people in Yerushalayim, just 70, 80 years ago, people didn't have food to eat. People were starving to death. People used to beg for a slice of bread. That was like the big thing to get. If you were lucky, somebody gave you half a slice of bread. And Baruch Hashem, tremendous shefa we have. People are nervous they're not going to have. Because of the situation, we may not have three different colors of pepper. We may have only one color of pepper. Now they have carrots in multiple colors. So maybe there'll be a shortage of purple carrots. Who knows what's going to happen? Yeah. Baruch Hashem, we're not in that. We're so far away from it. We should always be far away from it. But appreciate this shefa that we have is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees that we're, whatever you want to call us, more spoiled or whatever you call it, more. We mean things easier. So Hashem makes it easier for us. But we have to realize it. Appreciate it. And appreciate it. It's exciting. Because I was asked, why do you make brachas, you know? Isn't life easier without making brachas? And he said, when you make a bracha, you enjoy the food more. You appreciate it more. You realize that this thing I'm eating, a piece of bread, was something that was set up, the great chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has its taste and has its nutrition and works with my body. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a completely different experience than just putting some food in your mouth like a cow eats grass. Proof to it. People pay a lot of money for going to fancy restaurants. The food doesn't taste any better than your home food. But it's a special experience because a guy went to school for 20 years to learn how to cut the carrots in such a fashion and whatever else he's doing over there. So you feel that, oh, this is such a chosher thing. So that's what we want to say. That, like we're saying, this is a very, very special tzkufa. It has its stress involved, kamuvan, the unknown. But we have to know that this is the time for us to reassess ourselves and try to make it more real. If we could pay attention, I mentioned maybe the other time, I don't remember, that my mother, Malei HaShalom, always used to pay attention to Siyata Shmai, big ones, little ones. Pay attention to it. If we could even write it down. My wife had such a tremendous Siyata Shmai the other day. She went to a store, and there's no toilet paper. An entire store. Then suddenly she somehow found there was one stuck all the way behind something very high up. And when she got to the counter, the guy selling the almost fainted. He said, "Boy, where'd you find that? You have such Siyata Shmai. You made a mama said there's a great one came out." Yeah. So if anybody's short, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, these are little things, but everybody has an entire day. We have it. It's just a matter of paying attention to it. And if you pay attention to it, life becomes much more pleasant because, unfortunately, human nature is more. We naturally pay attention to what we don't have in respect to what we do have. Just one more thing. You know, children, a lot of children that are home now. And it can be also a frustrating time and whatever you want to call a time. And a waste of time. That's a pity because the children are our future. And Rav Shlomo Volder, the Mashgiach, remember he told us once, he says, it's so important to educate our children for responsibility from Kita Aleph already, from a very young age. Responsibility. Today we want to be good to the kids and maybe we don't want to ask them to do too much. So, once again, if we want to sit back in a lounge and have them be our servants, that's the wrong thing. I'd rather not. But there is a beautiful thing about a child's feeling responsibility. not because I need it, because it's good for them, and it gives the child a good feeling. So I'm not getting involved in within the household, but it's a period of time that the kids are home anyway. You get the girls together, not in groups more than 10, but or the boys, a few minutes a day, even a half hour a day, tell them, you know, you're home anyway, let's get together, we'll say Tehillim for the Shemira of all Klal Yisrael. It's a wonderful feeling. And it's the MSA thing, that's what Hashem wants. You know, it says in the Nesos of Purim that the children had a very central part. It's the children when everybody's fasting, they weren't fasting, they were sitting the whole day in the Beis Medrash and learning. So I'm not talking of telling the kids because it's 24 hours a day in the Beis Medrash, but something they should feel that this is a special time and they can take advantage of it. Or like I say, saying some Tehillim, or the kids are learning some Mishnayos, or whatever it is, or doing some Chasodim. It says that the things that protect us from Chevli Mashiach is Torah and Gemilas Chasodim. So maybe some types of Chasodim, everybody has their creative ways of thinking of it. Have to be a little bit more sensitive to one another. I had a Rebbe, he told me once that he went to Kollel when he was younger, and he came late, so the Shiva asked him, well, why are you late? I said, I'll tell you the truth, I got up mamish on time, and I was about to, I was on the way here, and it was on time, everything was on time. Then, you know, on the way here, some woman came up to me, and she said, you know, I have a problem, I have some kids, this one's a little sick, another one needs this, and I'm not managing by myself, I need your help. And, you know, I was planning to get to Kollel on time, but this woman asked me to help her, and there was no way else I could help her, so, you know, I was the only one there to help her, so that's why I came late. So he told us that was my wife. Anyway, so we have this, like we said, if things are Olam loyik min hagoy noyeg, the world is not going in its natural course, like I was saying, it's a time that Hashem is calling to us. I love you so much. I want you to come back. You're with me, Orthodox Jews, Gevaldik. But take advantage of this to deepen your keshu with me. That's all we need. And we have a real living keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we're preparing ourselves to be ready for Mashiach. Because when Mashiach just pops in when we're not ready for him, it won't be so pleasant. Now's the time to, we want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to go in like HaSodim. We want to appreciate what Hashem does for us. We want to dive into Hashem in a real way, even if we have kavanah, even for one bracha, or one bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, it doesn't make a difference. A little change, that'll be a wonderful thing. That is what God is for. And I'm supposed to speak about Chol HaMoed. So, briefly, Chol HaMoed. Yeah. Okay, Chol HaMoed is the most complicated halachas to learn. It's not shy to say in one shir. I'll just say a few highlights. Why is it so complicated? Because there are many exceptions to the rules. When you have exceptions to the rules, it is complicated what fits into what exception to the rule. So Chol HaMoed is part of Yontif. It is part of Yontif. It's not Chol. That's one of the beautiful things about Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, it's much less felt. In Chutz La'aretz, it's felt more the Chol. Here you feel the more Moed. And the Chazal states, a very important thing, to be mechavid the Chol HaMoed. It said terrible things in Pirkei Avos, a person who's mechavid the Chol HaMoed. But on the positive note, that we have the opportunity to be mechavid Chol HaMoed. So, first of all, there's a mitzvah of simcha every day of Chol HaMoed, just like on Yontif. Simcha. Hay mekayim simcha. First of all, simcha. Be sameach with the family. And to have a suda is a proper thing to have. To wash is not a chiyuv mitzvah din. So if you're on a diet, or a low, whatever you call it, gluten diet, you're not mechuyev to eat bread on Chol HaMoed, but to have a suda is a proper thing. If you could wash for it, it's also more mechubadik, with some meat, some wine, if it's possible. But once again, the general idea of the mechubadik thing, the Chol HaMoed, as far as the Seder HaYoim, it says that the Seder HaYoim is Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem. Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem. Yeah. Which means part of the day you should be set aside for Yimna Torah and Tefillah, which is an important thing to encourage the family. You know, we want to go out and do all kind of things. I don't know this year. I don't know what people are going to do. But the Yimna Torah together is part of the Simchas HaChag also. It's part of the beauty of the Yontif. We recognize this. Yontif is not just a a day for jolliness. It's a day of simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time of year it has its special nature that we're happy with that thing. Now it's a Pesach coming. We're happy with the time that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. There's a Gemara that says if Hashem would not have taken us out of Mitzrayim only for the fact that we don't even trust Him, that would be good enough. Now we see they claim that this whole disease came from a person eating shrotzen. So yeah, but we don't need this proof, like we say. We are an exalted people. We are very special people. Yeah, that's as far as the malachas and chol hamoed. So there's an issue to do malachas and chol hamoed. It's not like a weekday. There's a special heterim for certain malachas, and the two more common ones and a few other ones less common ones. So kamavan, anything nogeya to cooking, one's allowed to do. That's not a problem. Anything nogeya to medicine, one's allowed to do. It's not a problem. Also, there's certain malachas that Chazal asked the tafkan cholamoy, which is taking haircuts and doing laundry. And the reason why they asked that, even though there will be room to say it should be mutter as long as you need it for the moyed, even so they asked it on cholamoy. Because they didn't want people to put the laundry off to Chol HaMoed. They wanted to do it before Moed. Chol HaMoed should be open to be involved in the Simchas HaRegel. So therefore they prohibited doing laundry on Chol HaMoed. The only type of laundry that is permitted is some type of children clothing. The logic behind it is that they are young children that constantly are dirtying their clothing. Every day you have to switch and there's no way of preparing enough before the moed, since you're constantly cleaning them. So come upon, in olden days they have babies with diapers, they're constantly, that was about the permitted. But even if you have younger children, you can ask them, what is the cut-off age? There's no clear cut-off age. It's generally about 7-8, but some kids are a little bit more active, and they like to have sheikhas to the earth, and maybe this year we'll have mud even at that time of year, who knows? What a wonderful thing that certain type of kids like to appreciate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. So, anyway. What?
Is it like
when they eat? Yeah. Oh, Hashem. When they eat, they light it like the mishat of the shirt with the food also. Think about other parts. whatever it is. So those type of kids' clothing, you are allowed to laundry on Chol HaMoed. Other than that, basically, you should not be doing any laundry, and you should not be adding other laundry into it either. If a person reaches the point that they have mom is zero to wear and they need one garment, that one garment you need to wear, you're allowed to do. But more than that, you're not allowed to do. If there's a little stain, like something spilled on a garment, that's not bechal v'sisa. In other words, the garment you want to wear on Yontif or Chol HaMoed, so the issa was being involved in the whole laundering thing. But taking out a stain, even though if you do it on Shabbos, if Shabbos, a drop of whatever falls on your sleeve, and you wash off even a tiny drop, it's a deraisa. But that's the malacha. But here we're talking about not the technical malacha of libun, of cleaning something. It's the involvement in laundering. So somebody needs a full laundering, putting in the laundering machine. That's also. But I'm saying if a little stain falls on something, you are allowed to take it out. There's another exception to the rule is there's something that if you're not going to launder, it's going to be permanently damaged. And you'll lose the item, then you'll have to launder it. Also, that's called dovera ovet, something that will cause you a permanent loss. But other than that, laundering is prohibited. Like I said, haircuts is prohibited. Towels also. Besides the din of the Gemara, towels are permitted, but there's a minhag not to do towels. And once again, if you're stuck without any towels, so the minimum you need to do, you can do. It's better to do it together with children's clothing, but without that, there's a minute not to do that. Now, Matzorach HaMoed, you are allowed to do malochas, but there's certain limitations. If something is a meister uman, something is a professional style malocha, even if it's Matzorach HaMoed, you're not allowed to do it. So if something needs to be sewed up, and you need to do a professional job, you're not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed, even if you need it for the moed. What? Kom and shake the regular type of combing that everybody can do, just being massaged a little bit. That's not a ma'aseh uman. If it's something that needs a professional job, then Elchanan shouldn't be done in Chol HaMoed. If it just needs to be touched up a little bit, that's not a problem in Chol HaMoed. Kamavan, you can always ask a shayla about certain things. Like, for example, something that's nogeh to enable you to prepare the food, over there there's a special heter, even if it's a ma'aseh uman. Even if it needs a professional job. So if the stove breaks, the refrigerator breaks, those type of things, you are allowed to bring in a professional technician. If you have a leak in your roof, you're allowed to bring in somebody for that. If the door of your house fell off, it could happen. Yeah. You know, things that, if you don't fix them, it could cause damage that is permitted on Chol HaMoed. But doing crafts, so doing types of arts and crafts, it's a whole shayla. If the kids need it and it's good for them, it's enjoyable for them, it's permitted to do. But once again, it should not be something which is a ma'aseh uman, a professional type of thing. Something that's an unprofessional type of job that you can do on a Chol HaMoed, but a professional type of job one should not do, even if it's, like we said, even if it's for the pleasure on a Chol HaMoed. If you need the button on and you're doing just a simple job to put it back on, then it's all right. Yeah. But to sew things up, yeah, if it's necessary, you have to do larger stitches, not the regular professional type of stitching.
What if you forgot to sew before?
If a professional job cannot be done on Chol HaMoed under all circumstances. There's another heter of if you need the car for traveling, you are allowed to have it fixed. You know, something that's necessary to get from one place to the next, that's another heter, even if it requires a professional job. But other than that, Kamalan was saying very broad things, but just sometimes it's good to know what's a shayla and what's not a shayla.
What about dressing up on Chol HaMoed?
Dressing up?
Yeah, dressing up.
Yes, the Kavod HaMoed is a proper thing to dress the mechubadika. Yeah. You know, if in the middle of the Chol HaMoed going on a trip and it's not shaykh to, you know, it's the type of trip you get a little dirty, and so for the trip you wear that type of clothing. Yeah, if it's possible. So, Mirz Hashem, there's going to be a very special Purim, and up here Purim Pesach. Like we said, we're in the period of Bein Geula LeGeula, between one Geula and the next. And it's a very unusual Pesach. You know, here it's less, but in America I heard that it's a completely new experience, because in America there's a very high percentage of people that go to hotels for Pesach, and it's a new type of thing to be with the family by themselves for Pesach. It's a beautiful thing. Maybe that's one of the things Hashem wanted us to do. Rakoponim was zeicher to be with the families. Nothing better than that. I was once in my life at a hotel for Pesach when I was about 6 years old, and an aunt of ours took us to a hotel, and we were at the Leila Seder, and it wasn't just for the family, it was other families there also. The tram, I remember until this day, but the real tram happened at the end of the Seder when my brother hit the Afrikoim, and we didn't know about it. The waiter saw it on the floor and he took it away. So we're looking for Afrikoim, couldn't find Afrikoim. And mom just killed the whole. Kopanim, Baruch Hashem. Like we said, it's a time for us to appreciate what we have. The most beautiful thing in life, what a person could do for himself, is something called being Sameach Bechelko. Be happy with what I have. Don't look at what I don't have. We have so much good in every way, in every way. Or what somebody else has something that we would love to have. You can manage without it. You see how everybody's managing without so many things they thought they couldn't live without. We're managing. Kamuvan. Like we said, the present situation we want to get out of. But the way our ishtadlis, this is what I tell a lot of people, is we have two tracks of ishtadlis. You have the physical ishtadlis. Everybody lifts his daga, could take whatever he wants. You want to sanitize your hands once a day, good. You want to do it 20 times a day, also good. But together with that, we have to understand, we believe that this is something brought to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Forget about the rest of the world. That's their business. It's brought to me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my Hishtadlis Ruchanit to get past this whole thing, to protect myself and to bring us, myself, to a higher level, bring Klal Yisrael to a big Yeshua. That's what we had. The Noshim Tzidkani are the ones that are going to bring us to the Gula. When we were in Mitzrayim, they weren't just sitting around cresting about all the Torahs. They cried to Hashem, Vayitzakol Hashem. They cried to Hashem, brought about the Gula. We're not happy with the situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know you love us. We want to get past this, and we're going to be with you. Don't worry. We're going to thank you. Another thing I say, I don't know if I said it tonight, but I tell people a lot. You know, one of the ways, if you're so nervous, so the fact that you went through another day or another few hours in Baruch Hashem, everybody's all right, is something to be thankful for. Why take it for granted? So we say the next Shemoneh Esrei, whenever we doubt for next time. There's a bracha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei called Moedim. We thank Hashem, our lives are in your hands, and all the miracles that we don't even see, you're constantly watching over us. So if when we say that Moedim, we pay a little attention. Baruch Hashem, we made another day. Baruch Hashem, that in itself will give us, bring more to life these feelings of appreciation of what we have and what Hashem is doing for us. And like I said, the immediate revach we have is the peace of mind that we have, the feeling of, more feeling of being content, less frustration. And the global revach Mirz Hashem that we're having from is that Hashem will see Klal Yisrael is with him. We know we're in good hands, and we are yearning for better days, days without the stars and days without this golas. We're yearning for Mirz HaGoyal, Mirz Hashem. So it's not in the conius will be Zeifa, the Goyal, the Mehra, the Amenu. No. Baruch Hashem, so far we're all right over here. You have to obey the rules that they're setting up. But if we're not at that point, we're not
before you. But there is no rule.
Yeah, can't get together. Solitary confinement. Well, there they have a whole bunch of cases of it.
Yeah,
I'm saying right now the medical aspect of it, there's no requirement to do such a thing. So we're not required to make ourselves crazy.
Normal Shabbos to say that I let my kids play with their kids.
Yeah. If you see the other kids coughing a lot with high temperatures and keep them away.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah.
You
should know that it's. Someone told me a good point that the immune system is also affected by our emotions. If a person is always in a state of panic, it makes them more susceptible for things. So we.
So many people, everybody around me except germs. And I didn't even care to begin with at all. And then I walked in the gate and that was it.
Like, yeah, I stayed with this nicer, that's a friend of mine. He was on a plane and they were supposed to land and they're circling, people started getting nervous. It ended up that the wheels that were supposed to go down got stuck. So you can't land. It's a very scary thing. So after a while, people are getting more and more nervous, so I guess the captain decided we have to calm them down. So he asked his two head stewardesses to come out and just tell them what's happening, so they should, that we're dealing with it, everything's under control, you know. So I'm not a good actor, but he basically said, these two women come out, and they said, "Everybody, don't worry, everything's under control." And they happened to be though two from, it was a Jewish flight, but they were only two from people there. He said everybody came to their mess to stay till it. And it worked. The mice, they landed safely, and then some brave guy went into the whatever and manually released the wheels. But Anyway, that's it. The Chovei Zavoli says the thing that gives us the strength to have bitochen for the future is to pay attention to past events. Everybody here has gone through all kinds of situations which were very frightening, and we didn't know how things are going to, or uncertain. From the day we were born to as we're growing up, and before getting married, after getting married, having kids, whatever it is, all kind of things, situations, panosis situations, health situations, ourselves in Klai Yisrael throughout thousands of years, that, and we see that Baruch Hashem always, Hashem steps in and keeps us going, and we get past one thing, another thing, and we still have, everyone has the challenges that we're still going through right now. But if we pay attention to this so many times and so many situations, Hashem has been with us in the past, he has a good track record, you know, we should use that as a chizik for the future. The fact that we're living here in Eretz Yisrael, it's nice. The cloud came to Eretz Yisrael, but you know, there's so many things. We're surrounded in and out by so many people that really want to, you know, can cause damage to us. And well, Hashem, we live peaceful lives over here. That's just one example. No short of examples everybody can think in his own life. Should be zeicher to be from those boitchim, shimcha v'emes, the real stuff. Thank you very much.